News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Second morning in a row that we have frost advisories up. This one's different than yesterday, though. It extends further south to Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids. It'll stay in effect until 7 a.m. Washington, D.C., yesterday morning. A gunman opens fire at the Washington Navy Yard. 13 dead, including the suspected gunman, who's now been identified as Aaron Alexis. More from the scene and Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin.
Patricia Ward was in the lower-level cafeteria of Building 197 when she heard the shots.
It was like pow, pow, pow. And then a few seconds it stopped, and then it pow, 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 pow.
The next thing she saw, a security guard with a gun drawn.
She just told us to run, run, run.
Captain Mark Vandroff was in a third-floor conference room. He hit the ground when he heard the shots.
And we looked up, and there were two bullet holes in the top of the wall of the conference room.
Captain Vandroff and his group barricading themselves in that conference room for more than an hour before police rescue. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
A Rhinelander man is under arrest for punching a Merrill police officer at the Tomahawk Fall Ride. He's 21-year-old Brian Johnson, and he faces charges of battery of an officer and three other counts. Police say Officer Mark Heckendorf was part of crowd control and was trying to break up a fight. He was moving to place 46-year-old Martin Stanberg of Gleason into handcuffs when Johnson struck him several times, giving him a concussion and breaking his nose and a tooth. Johnson remains in jail after making an initial court appearance yesterday. Charges have been filed against a man who broke into a home in Lincoln County. He was seen on the homeowner's trail cam. That image was shared on Facebook, which led to a positive ID. Police arrested 32-year-old Jesse Gilbert. He's charged with one count of burglary. While in the home, he stole prescription painkillers, including a bottle of hydrocortone. He's now free on $2,000 signature bond and is due back in court September 19th. All right, get your lottery tickets out. There were two big money lottery tickets sold in central Wisconsin. One is a $1 million Powerball ticket sold at REM's Midtown gas station in Antigo. It matched the five regular numbers but got the Powerball wrong in Saturday night's drawing. Those numbers were 1, 17, 25, 37, and 44. The Powerball was 20, and there was no grand prize winner. Now, on Friday, there was a Badger 5 ticket sold in Wausau that's worth $232,000. It was sold at Town Line Market. That ticket matched all five numbers. They were 2, 18, 21, 29, and 31. We have those numbers posted online at WSAU.com. Officials with the Better Business Bureau are warning about a scam from the upcoming Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Scammers have been calling home saying they're ready to give you your Obamacare card, but they need lots of personal information first. Better Business Bureau Director Kimberly Hazen says this is called phishing with a PH.
Just like we get these bogus emails from our so-called credit card company asking for our credit card account, that's a phishing attempt. They're trying to get personal information, glean information from you willingly, by posing as somebody official.
If you're getting these calls, you should contact local police. Tomorrow's the last day to sign up for Governor Walker's Small Business Summit in Stevens Point, which will be held later this month. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish says the conference will answer questions about payroll changes and changes in the hiring process that small businesses need to know about.
What is it going to look like when the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is actually implemented in Wisconsin? And hey, what do these unemployment insurance changes mean for me?
There is a $50 registration fee. You can register online with a link at WSAU.com. The scope of rescue operations in flood-ravaged Colorado hasn't been seen since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. Helicopters were out in force yesterday. They're in the Boulder area trying to find survivors and other residents who may be stranded by rising water. Here's our Newsline 9 weather forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Looks like sunny skies during the early part of today, then increasing clouds by late afternoon, a high of 67, south-southeast wind around 10 to 15 miles an hour. Today, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers late after midnight, low down to 53. Then tomorrow, a couple of light showers, maybe an isolated storm possible, mostly cloudy skies, high 74. Kind of summer-like on Thursday, a chance of storms with a high around 80. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Again, we wake up to the 30s all across central Wisconsin. We have hour-by-hour temperatures, the six-day forecast, and the latest weather radar anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.